Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, What is Suffering All About? You ever wonder about suffering? 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. Think of what Christ suffered in this life. Then, arm yourselves with the same resolution that he had. Anyone who in this life has bodily suffering has broken with sin, because for the rest of his life on earth he is not ruled by human passions, but only by the will of God. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 7. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, a gentle Father, and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all our sorrows, so that we can offer others in their sorrows the consolation that we have received from God ourselves. Indeed, as the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so through Christ does our consolation overflow. When we are made to suffer, it is for your consolation and salvation. When, instead, we are comforted, this should be a consolation to you, supporting you in patiently bearing the same sufferings as we bear. And our hope for you is confident, since we know that, sharing our sufferings, you will also share our consolations. Physical sufferings can come to us in many different ways. There's just too many causes to write them all down. I'm sure that you could look at them all and see the different ways people suffer. Some are unfortunate instances which are beyond our control. Some are caused by our own foolishness, like not using common sense. We cause a lot of our own suffering because of our sins, mostly from our bodily passions. People don't like to look at things that we do for fun as sin. They'll come up with all kinds of excuses to justify pleasing themselves. The last two words says it all. Pleasing oneself. Isn't this a form of pride? It's about you and no one else. You can go and do everything you want to do to make yourself happy using the things that the world has to offer. But look at the grief and suffering it has caused you along the way. What about the value of these pleasures? Do they have any? No. They only become memories, which in time you will waste more time reminiscing. You see, it's still about you. I don't think anyone really wants to go through life suffering. So we are always trying to find ways to make ourselves happy and to please our flesh through our bodily senses and our minds. Look around and see all the different things man has created to please the flesh. It's our sinful nature to become self-absorbed and care about our welfare and being first. Emotional suffering causes a great deal of pain to the mind as well as the body. It can cause us to be ill or even worse, nervous breakdown, self-pity, depression, anger, stress, and so on. Emotional